You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
Good morning and welcome to Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. I'm John Easter, and this is season two of the big show. So welcome back. Lots going on in the MSD of Wayne Township. Lots to talk about here as we get set and get going with our second season of this program. If you're just joining us this morning, Voices of the West Side is a 30-minute show, usually 30 minutes, sometimes... Wait, our guest is here this morning.
Give or take.
Yeah, we do sometimes roll over a little bit, but, you know, I kind of know the general manager here. So
it's kind of like my podcast, John, just about 10 minutes. Just about 10 minutes.
Exactly. So our guest is here. That's obviously the voice of Dr. Jeff Butts. He'll be with us in just a second. But as always here on The Big Show, we start with... Yeah, it is the big board, which doesn't have anything up on it, but I do have a cheat sheet.
It's empty, but there's a scrimmage tonight, I think.
Is it? Yeah, there is the scrimmage tonight.
Yeah, purple and white scrimmage that on for football here. Tonight.
Yep.
Come on by and see the Giants, see how they're going to do this year.
Yeah, young team, should be a interesting year, but we know they'll be ready to go by November.
Absolutely.
October, I guess it is. Halloween is when sectional.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Kicks off this year. But on the big board, and feel free to jump in, Dr. Butts, because I know you know a lot about these events as well. Tomorrow it's the Gateway Gallop 5K at door number one here at Ben Davis High School. That's where it takes off from. It'll go through Farley, which is my old neighborhood. Yeah. I grew up in Farley, 12th right and Eleanor.
Yep. You know, that's a great event, John. It supports the B&O Trail, the White Lick and Vandalia Trails, and for those people who have been paying attention, the B&O is just about connected between Speedway and Avon there at Raceway Road. It's been a long time, about a 10 to 12-year project, and I think the official ribbon cutting will be end of September, early October.
So it is pretty awesome, the B&O Trail. Of course, one of the things that the West Side's kind of missed out on is all those cool trails and things that are available further out in the West Side, in Hendricks County. Yep. So pretty cool to have that. Also, this is kind of cool. The staff musical is coming up in November. It's Elf Jr. During our kickoff staff meeting, we got to see a little short preview of some of it. They have over 40 characters that they're trying to cast, so there's a little bit of something for everyone. So if you are a Ben Davis High School staff member and you're within the sound of my voice, get into the auditorium after school on August 6th.
I was going to say, we have more than 40 characters in this building.
Yes, we do. And, of course, that's also helped out by the Wayne Township Education Foundation. We'll hear about them some point this year. I know they've always got things going on. And Lisa Bays is one of our frequent guests here on the show. And our forerunner, School Talk, which aired up until last year. That's when this show took over. August 23rd is Wayne Township Public Safety Day at Sam's Club on Rockville Road. That is the Wayne Township Fire Department puts that on. So many activities. There's a car show, much more. Saturday the 23rd, 10 to 1. Food giveaway, smoke alarm giveaway, a classic car show, and a blood drive. And it is free. So check that out.
John, I was actually a week ahead. I was off on my calendar. The scrimmage is not until next Friday, August the 8th, 7 p.m. here at Giant Stadium. So not tonight, but a week from tonight, August 8th.
You're just excited for football.
I am. I'm excited. I'm always excited to watch the Giants and see how they're going to do this year. Always fun to see them compete.
And, of course, the Out of the Darkness Walk will return on September 6th, 2025 at Military Park. We've got a long way to go until then, but we will have more about that. We may actually see Emerson in studio today, so if he does stop by, he is going to talk about that event, which he heads up. Emerson Allen, who hosted our previous show, School Talk with Emerson, he certainly will hopefully drum up support and get people out there. Last year, we were able to win the ISB Firefly Award for our coverage.
It's been recognized for the efforts of WBDG and Emerson and our students. It's been great.
So, ladies and gentlemen, unless you have anything else, Dr. Butts.
That's all I have for the big board.
That is? All right, so you've already heard his voice here this morning, and unfortunately, this is the final time.
The final first.
that we will have Dr. Jeff Butts as our first guest on our talk show here on Giant 90.9. Welcome back, Dr. Butts.
Thank you, and always happy to come back in my new capacity, if it ever makes sense.
Yeah, we were was talking off air with Brittany Plower about that, and yeah, it'll be a different change for you.
It will. It will. You know, over the last 20 years, have just been blessed and honored. It's been a professional privilege to be here in the MSD of Wayne Township, as I said at opening day. Something that I never thought would happen is me being in one place for so long. But, you know, we're still doing great work and still have so many things that are moving forward in a positive direction for the township and everybody involved. It's a great time. This wasn't necessarily the plan that I had. I always said that I wanted to retire from Wayne Township. I just didn't think I'd be doing it so soon. But moving on to the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents as their next executive director, we'll be working at the State House with our legislators each session to try to craft legislation that is going to positively impact our traditional public schools. And then, of course, supporting superintendents and aspiring superintendents around the state throughout the year, holding professional development opportunities, working directly with them and their leadership, and just trying to be, you know, some of the work that I've done already in the time that I've been a superintendent, but just do it on a statewide level.
Yeah, I had no idea you were even old enough to retire, Dr. Butts. So.
You know, I'm not sure what that magical age is. Certainly not 55, which I turn on Monday. But it's, you know, I know that I'm retiring from Wayne, but I'm not retiring from work.
Right. Well, yeah. Happy early birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
So, you know, I just kind of have to say off the top, I mean, I was kind of shocked because I found out about it on social media because I saw that before I saw the email that you had sent. And, I think I sent you a text right afterwards. We appreciate all the support that you've given to WBDG. Obviously, we couldn't do shows like this without your support and without the forerunner of this show, School Talk. Mm-hmm. We couldn't have done that show without your support. And certainly, we appreciate everything you've done for us.
You know, it's been a pleasure. And you know, you can relate to this, John, because you are so dedicated to our students and so dedicated to training our students and helping them to explore whether or not broadcasting is something that is in their blood and something that's going to light their fire. But it lights your fire. And it has for your entire career. You can tell this is not a job for you. This is something that you love doing, something you're excited to do each and every day, and in the evenings, so many evenings that you put in, the time that you put in. And this, you know, programs like this would not be able to survive, would not be at the quality they are without amazing leaders who are guiding our students like you, John. And I just appreciate the work that you've done with WBDG, the reputation that this station has, and really the alumni that are throughout the country that have been trained here and are out making a difference around the world.
We, you know, this past weekend, the Brickyard 400 happened, and one of our graduates works for 23XL Racing, which is the team that won the Brickyard 400, Dontre Graves. You know, he's had a great career so far, and, you know, I got it, then was about to leave here on, I think it was Tuesday night. It was right before the students came in the next day, and I get a phone call, 3 o'clock, as I'm going out the door, and it's Justin Margolius, and, you know, he's telling me that he's moving from a station in Lake Charles, Louisiana, up to another station, which I can't reveal yet. He told me, but you know how it goes in the TV news business.
Yeah.
You can't announce things until they're official. So it's cool when you get calls or when you see things like that. I mean, you got a kid that's out there kissing the bricks next to Bubba Wallace.
You could tell how emotional he was. It really meant a lot to him. Being from Indianapolis and you know, knowing the tradition and the history, and now to be actually there as a winner of the Brickyard.
Right. Something that hasn't gotten played up is just how historic the win was out there. And, you know, I know that Penske Entertainment, which just had made news yesterday.
Wow, 1/3 ownership to Fox.
To Fox, yeah. But Penske Entertainment has done so much for diversity and their growth of that as well. trying to make that now an Indy car, and you see drivers like Miles Rowe and Raja Karuth, who's, I think, more on the NASCAR side, but you're starting to see drivers funnel up into it and make the paddock look a little bit more like America.
Yeah. So. Yeah, great win for Bubba Wallace, for sure. It's, fun to see. And it really, two great days of Pennzoil 250 the day before, great race there, and just a wonderful weekend for the track. And looking forward, I can remember going to the first Brickyard 400 way back when.
94.
Yeah. And how excited this community was, how excited Central United States was to see this NASCAR race hit the big oval at IMS. And just over the years, whether it be August, July, September, just really has not brought the fans out in the way that that it used to. So looking forward to hopefully Fox injecting a little bit of additional energy into NASCAR, and especially here at the Brickyard, to see that race just continue to grow and have, 500, we had historic viewership for on TV and sold-out crowd at the track. So I'd love to see something get back to that kind of a status for the 400.
Obviously, the Indy 500, largest one-day sporting event in the world, 250,000, 300,000 fans there this year, over 300,000 fans. And there were still, they said, like 70,000 Brickyard fans out there. But when you talk about the size of that facility, that's only like a third of the seating capacity.
We were out there Saturday for the 250, and it was... You can walk around, you walk straight up to a concession stand, you can get in the restrooms, all the things that you can't do when you go to the 500, right? Because the crowds are just so massive.
Right. Well, we didn't want to talk about IMS all day, but it was a big event this past weekend. So you're obviously leaping from your role here in Wayne Township into the executive director's role with the superintendents here in Indiana. That seems like a really good role for you, because obviously if anyone knows anything about Dr. Jeff Butts, he knows what's going on at the General Assembly. So it makes perfect sense that you might find that job rewarding.
It's a bit ironic, because while it's become a huge part of a superintendent's job to be engaged with legislators, it's not the most favorite thing that I do. It's not the thing that I enjoy the most, but it is something that's very important, and I am looking forward to developing some relationships with some legislators that I don't currently know, and working with them hopefully to continue to really improve opportunities for our students. But I'll be spending quite a bit of time at the State House. My office will be directly across the street from the State House, so I'll be very close, especially if a legislator wants some information or wants to sit down and talk. And looking forward to that. So I'll be a registered lobbyist, which, again, I'd never thought in my lifetime I would say. It's not what I got into education to do, but it's certainly something I'm passionate about. I know that there's school leaders all over the state that just can't get to the State House. It's a 2.5-3 hour drive, and they have jobs to do, districts to run, and communities to take care of as well. So I look forward to representing them at the State House, and there is a legislative committee, policies and resolutions committee as well. So there are individuals that are representing their districts around the state that can help to guide me with what the membership really wants, what our positions will be on some of the bills that will be introduced.
Yeah, so you'll be representing all of the superintendents of all the districts in the state.
Yeah, there are 400 members. So not only superintendents, but also aspiring superintendents, other central office administrators who are members. And then there's a group of retired members also that are involved. So about 400 members that I'll be representing.
Wow. So that's a big job.
It is a big job. It's a big responsibility. I've been involved with the association now for 12 years. So superintendent for 15. I've been involved with the association on their leadership executive board for the last 12. And I've served for the last 9 as a facilitator for 2 different professional development groups, both the EPIC, which works with superintendents that are 3 to 5 years in, usually helping them with some business acumen to think differently, because superintendents not only lead the educational side of what happens in a school district, but also the business side. And that's something that not all superintendents are trained well for or have.
They're educators.
That's right. Most of our superintendents came through the classroom, through the office, as a principal, assistant principal, and then into central office. And so business leaders, people in the private sector, think very differently and have different metrics of success than we do in education. So working with superintendents to bridge that gap and to learn a little bit more about what business leaders and the private sector is looking for and how to best partner with them. Then the Aspiring Superintendent Academy, for those who are thinking that they want to become a superintendent, we're starting cohort 9 of that group. I also am an executive coach for superintendents and then a mentor for new superintendents. So all of that, I think, has set me up quite well. Not that I was preparing for this job, but it has set me up well to take this job.
So when you retire in January, you could say it'll be a working retirement then for you.
It will be. It's, you know, it's not a part-time job. It's not a retirement job. I'll retire from Wayne January the 4th, and I start in at IAPSS January the 5th. So the next day. And, you know, of course, the session sometimes goes late into the night. And so, yes, it'll be just a different pace, a little bit different schedule, but it will not be it'll be a full-time job.
Well, once again, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Voices of the West Side here on Indy's Giant 90.9. I'm John Easter. Our guest this morning is the superintendent of the MSD of Wayne Township, Dr. Jeff Butts. And Dr. Butts, kind of turning back now locally here in Wayne Township.
Yeah.
On Monday, you had your 15th opening day as superintendent and your 20th, right, in
That's
Wayne?
That's right.
So what's it like to put together an event like opening day?
It is the most stressful thing I probably do all year long. You know, trying to make sure that I have a uplifting, entertaining session for 2,300 employees, all different employee groups, all different you know, periods of life and that they're in and different aspects of what they do for our district. So trying to put that together in a way that keeps people's attention and really for an hour and a half sitting on those bleachers, you can hopefully make that seem like a short period of time. So I literally will start planning it the next day after it's over. I don't often have guest speakers. I've only had 4 in those 15 years.
This year, I probably remember who they were.
Yeah, this year was one of those. So
the Taylor Molly,
five.
Five.
That's right, 5. I forgot about Taylor.
Kevin Vanderbush,
6.
Holy Jimmy cow. McMillian,
yes.
We had
J.C. Pohl.
Yes. Yeah,
J.C. Pohl. We had of course Todd Whitaker came in with one of our sessions. And then Jim Mahoney, who we just had this year. So I had forgotten about the other two. Wow. Yeah, good memory, John.
Kevin, he was within the district, so he really wasn't a guest.
Well, but he, you know, phenomenal.
Right.
What a great presenter and speaker Kevin Vanderbush is. The, you know, always trying to figure out what kind of entertainment might be of interest. And this year, of course, we all did the Hokey Pokey, but we've done a number of different things. I can remember the first year. We did kind of a mashup and had a bunch of different songs that we had. We had some umbrellas and some other things like that. Some have been successful and some have flopped a little bit. So, but no, it's usually I start putting the slide deck together in January and we'll tweak it out a little bit. Always the night before I'm changing slides around because, you know, when you run through things, you think, maybe I want to do that a little differently.
It's like a lesson.
Yeah. And of course, this year I forgot to save it. So there are a couple slides that I planned on that just didn't make it. So,
well, you know, it's like we always say, it's live radio,
and
gentlemen.
That's
you
right.
just got to hold on.
That's right.
And it starts and it goes.
That's right.
Kind of like the school year. You know, it starts. Their students are going to be there. So,
you know, I think it's
played that well.
Hopefully it shows people that I'm human,
you know,
and that I'm not perfect and that I'm going to make mistakes like other people. And you just have to roll with them.
Yeah. Well, so that happened this past Monday. Mm-hmm. And of course, you do your podcast, which you talk to the longest serving Wayne Township employee on your podcast this week.
Yeah.
Certified employee.
Longest certified employee, 40 years. Mrs. Milcrane from over there at McClellan Elementary School. Just Roby Elementary.
Yeah.
Roby Elementary. I was at McClellan for opening day or for the first day of school. Mrs. Milcrane has taught kindergarten all but just a couple years of her 40-year career at Roby Elementary School. And so I had a great opportunity to talk to her. She is retiring, going to spend some time with her family. And you know, it's just a great opportunity. But yeah, we've had a couple of those over the course of the years. And of course, we give them the number one jersey. That was something that we started. Of course, Mr. Mutz, who is, I think, in his 48th, 47th year, something like that. And he has actually, he's the dual because he retired as a teacher and then came back as a parent liaison. And then Katrina McKinney, 45 yeah. and a half years, started right out of high school, longest certified employee. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked since the spring of 2020, we've used the term unprecedented times so mm-hmm. so often.
Yeah.
And it really hasn't stopped in the last 5 years. I mean, we've been through some unprecedented times. So when you kind of look at this school year, you look at the way things mm-hmm. have kind of laid out here at the start, or are laid out here at the start, what are some of those challenges that you see we'll be dealing with here, not only through your time, but when the next superintendent comes in?
Yeah, you know, so we were fortunate enough to get the Lilly Endowment Grant, the Phase 2 Lilly Endowment Grant. With our match, it's a total of $9 million over the next 5 years. And so I'm really excited because we began that work this summer with the National Institute for School and Systems Leadership through the National Center of Education and the Economy. And we have 147 of our leaders, central office, building level, classroom level, leaders who are going through that leadership training, which I'm really excited about because then it's going to really lead into teaching for effective learning, which 810 teachers are going to be doing action research here in the MSD of Wayne Township. We're also kicking off designing systems that work, also through NCEE, looking at the portrait of a graduate or the profile of a graduate. And so Ben Davis High School already has one that Mrs. Squire has led and has developed. And so we're going to build upon that and really be able to look at what does that look like for a kindergartner? What does that look like for a fifth grader? And include our elementary schools and our junior highs in making sure that we are preparing our graduates well for what lies beyond that diploma. And we know that continues to change. We've been very involved at the state level with iLab, Simmets iLab, through the Fairbanks Foundation led by Claire Fidian Green. And that's been absolutely wonderful as we have looked at apprenticeships and internships and those work-based experiences for students. And we know that's leading right into these new diplomas, which the class of 2029, now freshmen, are beginning their pathway towards those new diplomas with the SEALs. And so we're excited that we are well positioned for that. We're engaged in looking at intermediaries and regional training centers for different sectors of the industry for students who want to go directly into the workforce and be trained directly by those intermediaries and be ready to take those jobs right out of high school. And so that is work that we are very excited to be involved with, excited to be well positioned for. One of the challenges that is going to be facing the next superintendent, and really superintendents across the state, is the impact from Senate Enrolled Act 1, which is the property tax reform. We know that every municipality, so not just schools, but also businesses, or excuse me, cities and towns, fire departments, libraries, anybody who relies upon public tax dollars, property tax dollars, is going to be impacted by the reduction of the property tax collections. And so there'll need to be some reductions that are going to be made. And I hope to be able to do some of that work between now and January so that I can present the next superintendent with some recommendations from stakeholders. And so we're working on putting a group together that can hopefully talk about some of those things too.
You led me into my next question.
All right.
You're the fifth superintendent of schools here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Dr. Harmon Baldwin, Dr. Sidney Spencer, Dr. Bud Bowes, and Dr. Terry Thompson, and then, of course, you in the, 60, almost, we're going on 70 now.
63.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is our 64th year.
So, I mean, if you do the math, that is a lot of long-serving superintendents, and you are one of them. You've been here now, as we said at the top of the show, this is your 15th year as superintendent, yeah. But 20th in Wayne. So how do you believe your job has changed over that time that you've been superintendent here in the MSD of Wayne Township?
Well, you know, take out the pandemic. That was a really interesting period of time. But we've seen a huge shift in social issues. And so that's become much more of a part of what I do as superintendent is to work through some of those between our community and our district. But it's become my job has become much more engaging with the elected officials in our city, in our township, and in our state. And I think that's something that didn't used to be as prevalent. When I first became superintendent back in 2011, there was not the focus or the amount of attention paid to legislation and what legislation has done. We have over 400 new education laws just in the last 5 years. So
wow.
When you think about that, and I know I'm on a commission right now, the Title 20 Deregulation Commission, with one of our alumnus, actually, Representative Boehning, Bob Boehning, who is a Ben Davis High School alumnus on our Alumni Wall of Fame and heads up the House Education Committee. So I'm on a committee to try to deregulate some of the Title 20, which is the longest portion of the statutes in the state, in our state legislature. So how do we take away some of those regulations? The challenge is every time we seem to take away things, we add more to that. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I think as superintendent I've been much more engaged in than ever before. I work with lobbyists all the time, several associations that I'm in that have lobbyists. Just a portion of the job that I wasn't necessarily prepared for in 2011, but I've learned and grown over time. And, you know, we've gone through a couple referendum, 2015, 2019. Those are both campaigns, just like running any other campaign, and really had to work hard with our community because those are divisive when you're thinking about asking people to pay more mm-hmm. and to dig into their pockets and to support the schools and to help them to understand why. So, yeah, the job of this, and I will say, too, a superintendent in the MSD of Wayne Township's job is very different than the superintendent of Speedway or the superintendent in Hamilton Heights or the superintendent in Evansville. Each superintendency is just a little bit different and has some different nuances. So if you're talking about a rural district that may be a little bit smaller and has more area, you know, we're only 37 and a half square miles. Tippecanoe's 400 square miles. So when you think about the differences just in some of those factors, each superintendent's job is different. And so I don't think you can say a superintendent does this because it really is tailored for the community, the job, and the type of district.
Right. And that sort of leads me into my next question as well, which you've done several times in the show. You make it very easy to host a show, Dr. Butts. So leading into the next question, your successor will be the sixth superintendent in the MSD of Wayne Township. What is the timeline, or do you know the timeline? Mm-hmm. Because I know it's kind of the board's decision
it
now.
It is. It's one of the most important things a board does. You know, the boards anymore, and again, this is something that has changed over time, partially because of all of the regulations that have been put into place. You know, school board doesn't really determine the curriculum anymore. They don't determine the materials as much as they used to, because those are all pretty well laid out by the state for local districts. But what they do is they hire and fire their superintendent, they set board policy, they pass the budget, and that's the, you know, and they set the vision of the district. And that's those are the most important things that a school board can do. So for the currently elected school board of seven members, selecting the next superintendent is something that is very important for them, and they're taking their responsibility very, very seriously. And so I'm excited that we are in that process. It is actually the applications are open and they're accepting applications through August the 15th, so a couple more weeks. Interviews will begin late August and into September, and the board hopes to have a person named in October. So if, you know, hopefully there'll be some time for me to at least do a little bit of a transition with that new superintendent. In the state of Indiana, John, only 43% of our superintendents have fewer than 3 years of experience. So
wow.
When you think about that, and there are 30 new superintendents just this year, so that's all, 10% of our school districts have new superintendents. And so, you know, it's going to be critically important. Obviously, my new role is to support superintendents, and so I still live in Wayne Township, still plan to live in Wayne Township, and so obviously I'll be supporting the new superintendent here in the MSD of Wayne Township. We have a history of longevity here in Wayne Township, and I'm very hopeful that the next superintendent also embraces that, embraces the role that this position has in the community, and just being that convener for community members and for our school district, and plans to stay the average of 15 years, which I'm right at the average for our superintendents here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Harmon Baldwin was the least, the shortest when he started as our first superintendent. And then I believe Bud Bowes is our longest.
And Dr. Bowes was the superintendent when I was here as a student. Mm-hmm. So was fortunate to be able to get to serve on this. I think it was the first strategic planning committee as a student back in the early 90s. And it's still cool to go by and still see the mission statements and the belief statements that we worked on are still in the current mission of the MSD of Wayne Township.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
Dr. Bowes was a forward thinker and
started our foundation. Yeah. He was the superintendent when the Education Foundation started.
Unfortunately, he's passed away. But yes. Dr. Bowes, tremendous superintendent and close to my heart as well, because he was, I think he had a good student focus, mm-hmm. and you do too. So we appreciate that.
And Dr. Baldwin just passed away just a couple years ago.
At over 100?
100 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's living right.
We had a chance to interview him for our 50th anniversary and our 60th anniversary. Really, really special.
Yeah. So we've talked about the timeline. I guess a good final question here on the show, because we're over time on WBDG-FM HD1 Indianapolis. What advice would you give to that next superintendent that I guess you, like you're saying, your phone will be on for them,
right,
if they need to talk to you. But what would be your advice for the next superintendent?
Yeah, I tell people often, I think January is a perfect time for a transition to occur. Some people say, why not the end of the year? Well, you come in January, the budget's already passed, you're already into the school year, everything's kind of settled down with transportation. You don't have to make any quick decisions. And so I think for the next superintendent, my first advice is just get around and listen. Observe, listen, get to know people, see what's happening in the classrooms. That is a key factor to learning about our district and to getting to know what happens here and learn a little bit about the culture in the MSD of Wayne Township. The other thing I would give as advice is we have great people in this district. We have great people in our classrooms. We have great people in our buildings. We have great people in our central office. And so set that vision, which has already been done by the board. Learn what that vision is. Set the direction for each one of those leaders and get out of the way. When you hire great people, you just give them a task and get out of the way. And that's one of the things that really has been a driver for me as superintendent and as a leader, is to make sure that no organization is ever dependent upon one person. And, my transition away from Wayne will hopefully not, the district won't see any shifts at all, they're at least not initially. And so, because there are great people doing the work. And, if I've done that, then I've accomplished a great deal.
All right. Well, once again, thanks for everything you've done for us at WBDG. I hope that you'll come back before you leave us.
I'm
later on this semester.
We'll make sure that happens.
We'll save our goodbyes for then. But
awesome.
Appreciate all you've done for us here at WBDG over the years, and all the support you've given myself and Emerson as well. I know he thinks a lot of you as well. So speaking for him, and many times you've been on School Talk before this, and I still refer to the show as School Talk every once in a while. I'll be like, yeah, we need a in fact, I think I did it this morning here. We do have a student in the studio.
Is this our new producer?
Yes. Well, she's thinking about it.
Okay.
What do you think? Did you like it? You have to speak loud. You're over there.
Yes.
Yeah, you did?
I love it.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce yourself to people?
Hi, I'm Tamira.
Tamira, what high school do you go to?
I go to Avon.
Avon. Tamira's from Avon. As people may or may not know, this is one of our Area 31 programs in which we have students from 11 different high schools that can participate. And so Tamira from Avon. Avon, are you a senior?
I'm a junior.
A junior. So we're going to be here for 2 years. Awesome. That's great.
Yeah. I'll tell you how it went this morning. I was like, is anyone interested in producing the show? And she jumped right up.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
You're a natural, Tamira, already.
Thank you.
All right. So Tamira, you'll be hearing more from her hopefully next week. Don't have a guest yet on the show, so we'll work on that here. We got some candidates, got some tennis balls in the air.
Yeah.
We'll see who bites first. So excellent. anything else before I just go, Dr. Butts?
No, John, I just want to say thank you for always allowing me to come on, always allowing me to talk about Wayne Township and the school district. The relationship between our schools and our community is so important. It's one of the reasons that Tammy and I love living here and love working here, and just always appreciate the opportunity to share the great things happening.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for Voices of the West Side.
To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.